For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Emily Berglund, a junior center, Thief River Falls, Minnesota native, and this week's WCHA Offensive Player of the Week. First of all, congratulations, Em.
Yeah, thank you, Kelly.
Your team has been on a couple of streaks this season so far, including the latest program best six-game win streak, which came in at a 2-1 win over Mercyhurst last week. What do you credit that success to?
I think it's just kind of a big thing. Like, no one really knew that that was a goal. I mean, we just go into each game, like one game at a time, and try to just play, you know, 20 minutes obviously each period. And so I think that was just, I mean, the girls this year are so great. We work so hard. We're all on the same page with everything. So I think that's definitely a big thing.
Well, you scored that tying goal that sent that same game into overtime. Then you score the game winner. How much easier has it been for you lately to score?
Yeah, I mean, it's finally starting to come along. I mean, there's obviously going to be a lot of ups and downs during the season, so you can't get frustrated and you just got to keep doing what you're doing, and eventually they'll start to come, I guess.
WCHA Offensive Player of the Week for the second time in your career. What do those kind of accolades mean to you personally?
Yeah, I mean, especially this year, we've had a lot of Beavers on the weekly. I think we even had an NCAA, Haley Mack, but yeah, it's good. I mean, doesn't mean a whole lot, but just to get the Beavers on the WCHA page is always nice to see.
Well, this weekend you guys head to Duluth, a team that is 3 points behind you in the WCHA standings. You guys hold on to that fourth spot. We always say every series is important, but how much more important is this one?
Yeah, it's definitely a big series. Obviously, it's getting down towards the end of the year, so every point's a big point, and especially since how close we are with them, it's definitely big. We always have pretty tight games with them, and they're always fun to play against. They're very offensive, so I think if we just play our game and stick to what we're doing, I think we'll be just fine.
What are some of the things that your team is working on going into this weekend?
Being good and disciplined in our D zone. I think we kind of got away from that against Mercyhurst. We weren't as good and like we usually are, I'd say. Just being good around our blue lines and getting rebounds and stuff, I think, is definitely a big thing this weekend.
Well, I know special teams always come into play against the Bulldogs. Your team's been very good, both on the PK and the power play. How much do you guys work on that during the week?
Yeah, we definitely work on it a lot, and obviously repetition is huge, and both sides, I guess, when we work on it in practice, we like really focus and try to work hard and push each other because we're a very competitive team, which has definitely paid off anyways.
What's going to be a key to getting some wins this weekend?
Starts in our D zone, just being better there and getting the second and third shots at the net, I think, is really big.
On to some fun questions. Favorite flavor of ice cream?
Anything chocolate, lots of chocolate.
Favorite TV show?
Practical Jokers.
I've never watched that. What channel?
It's on True TV. It's really funny.
Okay, I have to check that one out. What is your dream job?
I'm going into PE and health education, so I want to teach that. I want to start elementary level, but I want to coach as well.
Very cool. Very admirable. Any hobbies outside of hockey?
Hobbies. I like being on the lake. I have a cabin 2 hours from here, so I'd say just being on the lake and on the boat.
Em, congratulations again on WCHA Offensive Player of the Week. Good luck this weekend against the Bulldogs.
Thanks for having me, Kelly.